This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Buddy Holly, Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks, Terry Allen, the list goes on and on. What do they have in common? A little piece of Texas called Lubbock. Over the years, music journalists have wondered what's in the water there. The current queen of Americana music says she knows. There was nothing else to do there but make music. When Amanda Shires was growing up, dividing her time between Lubbock and Mineral Wells, she couldn't wait to get away. Her fiddle became her ticket out, touring with the likes of the Texas Playboys and Billy Joe Shaver. But now, as a 30-something, living in Nashville with husband and fellow musician Jason Isbell and their new baby girl, Mercy, and as one of the most celebrated singer-songwriters in modern country music, Amanda Shires finds herself looping back to the Texas of her memory and looking back on trying to find that balance between being a mother and a musician. In fact, she made much of her latest album, My Piece of Land, while she was pregnant.
During that time, I think I was trying to, I guess, make an insurance for myself. Like, I don't know what it is to be a mom and an artist, but I do know I still want to be an artist. And I do want to be a mom. I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm going to go ahead and set myself up to keep doing what it is that I want to do. Looking back, I see that I was definitely a little bit scared that, you know, the identity change or maybe the fear of a lot of things, doubts, you know, not just hormonal, but like real questions. And I just wanted to write. I felt like doing the thing that I love to do would somehow get me through it.
I've washed the car and stained the deck, pulled a randomly growing vine. Had a pinball net, a light, I've killed some more time crying. I've been reading the classics, scanning the news, it all goes in the mouth of the muse. Between planting trees and avoiding parties, I've burned some holes in my shoes. If you aren't tiptoeing, then you're stomping across my mind. And I know it's time, I know it's time.
From what I've read about your experience, you might not have been doing any of this were it not for a little bit of a prod from your old boss, Billy Joe Shaver. What happened there?
That's the truth. I was playing with him. I was playing fiddle. So I was basically known in Texas as a side person. Before I'd worked with Billy Joe Shaver, I had made a recording of mostly all fiddle tunes and a couple of poor tries at songwriting. And we were in one of his cars, and he has three, what are those things called? Speedometers, I guess? No, the things that catch, like, when cops are around.
Oh, the radar detectors.
Yeah, he had three of those in his car, and we were driving
three
fast.
Three radar detectors? Well, he is Billy Joe Shaver, I guess, but...
He is an amazing person. and, you know, we had exhausted all the stories. He told me every story ever. We listened to every song ever, and he's like, I know you have this record you sell at the merch table next to my records, and we should put that in. I should at least know what it sounds like. And I was like, oh, geez, no. So he put it in, and he listened to one of the songs, a song called Hearts Are Breaking, and he was like, you don't need to be a side person, you need to be a songwriter. And at first I thought he was firing me, like, politely. But he was sincere, and it took about a year for that to develop, I guess, into a really, like, a thing that I could believe in.
I dance alone with the flowers and the stones that hold your grave, in with the whistling of the wind we all sway, hair blowing wild, dirt packs your smiles these days.
What was the first song you wrote that you were sort of proud of after that encounter with Mr. Shaver?
I would think the first song that I was really proud of would be Mineral Wells.
And something happened in 84. I ended up with two places to be from. The only tree with leaves in Lubbock, with roots in Mineral Wells.
I had lived in Mineral Wells and I had lived in Lubbock. The reason is because when I was about 4 or 5, my mom drove her car as far as it would go from Mineral Wells, and it ended up stopping in Lubbock. And so in the summers, I would spend that time with my dad in spring break, and then school year and such, I would be with my mom. Hmm. Mineral Wells is also where, like, my dad lives there, my uncles, my grandparents, and I spent a lot of time on the Brazos River out there and at PK Lake. And 6 hours away, there's, like, Lubbock, Texas, population 200,000, and it never rains, and all the trees are imported. They're completely different. There's not a river, nothing. Hmm. And when I moved to Nashville, I didn't realize how much of me was related to geography and setting. I really missed it, and I missed my family, and then I made up that song, Mineral Wells.
At night I dream I'm in the Brazos River. Pines and cypress of the West Cross timbers. No, I know it shows. I'm another one still thirsting for my.
The new album, My Own Piece of Land, is very much a family affair. You have your husband who's playing. I think he's on most all these songs, right?
Yeah, we have been doing all our recording together. We encourage each other and try and help each other when things aren't sounding great or just if you get inside your head too much. We're actually making his new record right now.
But you're
almost done.
Your daughter actually makes a recording debut on your album, doesn't she?
She sure does. You can hear her if you were to isolate the tracks when I play the ukulele kicking. I had her about 6 days later, I guess.
So where did that idea come from? That's a beautiful idea.
It wasn't our idea. It just, Jason, once we were recording one of the songs, and he said, can somebody stop? I hear something in my headphones. I don't know what it is. And so we were troubleshooting everything, and Dave was like, oh, it's your ukulele. I think Mercy's kicking your ukulele. And so we just, from that point on, we knew what it was, so we just left it in there.
That's awesome.
Stars at the ice machine's dark on. My eyes go for the door, my hand to my heart.
Any chance that Amanda and Jason might find themselves permanently in Texas someday?
I am hoping to at least have a home in Texas that we could have some sort of like dual residency. And he really likes Texas, and he really loves it even more now that he's gotten to spend a lot more time there. It's a special place, Texas. And, you know, maybe we'll get lucky and make enough money to buy another house out there.
Something tells me you'll have enough money for that. Just the way things are going, it's looking awfully good. Amanda,
I mean, I'm taking applications for neighbors.
You are my home.
Amanda Shires, the title of her new album is My Piece of Land.
Thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much.
Is my piece of land. You are my home. You're 6'1" friend.